Are you truly stepping into the role of leader in your own life the way you know you're meant to? What shifts would unlock your full potential? It's time to explore those answers with the host of Sacred Leadership, intuitive business coach, Charisse Alexander.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network, where today I am joined by Catalyst Coach Philip Hunt, and we are talking about sacred leadership and the biology of it. We talk a lot about leading from a grounded place. What actually does that mean? Today's episode asks for a more honest question. Do you actually know what grounded feels like in your body? Can you find a way back to it on demand? Today, I sit down with Philip and we start where most leadership conversations skip, the physiology. Before strategy, before vision, there's the nervous system. The difference between stress and constriction versus rest, ease, and joy is something you can learn to feel in real time. This is a working episode, not just a talking one. Together, we guide you to a practice in somatic awareness, dropping into your body, noticing where you're holding tension, and learning to recognize the felt sense of each state so you can tell moment to moment which one you're operating from. From this conversation, we widen into why it matters, how the state you lead from shapes what you create, why manifestation works through the body, not around it, and what sacred leadership looks like when it's grounded in the nervous system awareness rather than willpower. You can't lead others somewhere you can't find yourself first. So welcome back again, Philip.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Wonderful. Good to be here.
Excellent. I'm so glad to hear it. So today we are going to go, we're going to be practical with it first and then wherever the conversation takes us. So I'm going to invite you to move us through, I guess, kind of like a meditation or arrival, whatever you want to call it, but I'm going to turn it over to you to like guide us through this and we'll go from there.
Great. Yeah. So this is an invitation to everybody listening to actually join with us. If you're driving, don't do this. But if you are able to, really, the more you lean into this, the more you'll experience and the more you'll get out of this. So we oftentimes in leadership conversations kind of skip the physiology part entirely. And there's a lot of psychology talk, which is great. But and there's a lot more nervous system talk these days. But it's important to integrate everything. That's where the real power comes from. So people often like kind of isolate, you know, your prayer room or your yoga class or meditation or whatever. That's just a part of your life. And then you switch to something else. But this is about living and breathing and moving from that place all the time. So to start, let's just close our eyes. And when you close your eyes, your brain automatically right away goes from more beta to more alpha, and you drop more into your subconscious mind. So you're able to kind of open the files internally as opposed to being so focused externally. So when you close your eyes, you immediately start to slow down a little bit. You focus your awareness inwardly and just become aware of yourself. Aware of your breath, aware of what you feel in your body, any tension, any joy, any tingles. And for some people, this gets uncomfortable because you're not used to sitting with yourself and your emotions, but just give it some time right now. Just be with yourself, be in that place of stillness. I'm just going to allow a few moments of silence as you lean deeper, even more into this. And so as you're aware, as listeners, let me ask you, Charisse, what are you experiencing right now?
As soon as I closed my eyes, it's like everything that you're so visually distracted by is gone, quite obviously. But tuning into my body, because I do it frequently enough, it's like I can feel my feet pulsing. I can feel what's going on in my solar plexus. I can feel where there's tension. I can feel the throbbing between and around my third eye. So I can feel a lot going on. But it's nice. It's a nice reprieve, to be honest with you.
It's wonderful. Exactly. And that's the thing. Most of us are so distracted, so busy by the external that we honestly miss a lot of what's going on inside. And the internal signals are like the lights on our dashboard on a car. They're there to communicate. They're there for us to interface with, and they give valuable, important information. So if we heed those signals, then we can avoid burnout. We can avoid arguments and frustration, because once your heart rate reaches a certain point, you're guaranteed to get into an argument. And simply by closing your eyes, slowing your heartbeat, relaxing your breath, you can calm your nervous system, your blood pressure drops, and you feel just a deeper sense of peace in that moment. And so that's powerful in the moment, but the key is to train our nervous system to live from this place. So right now, Charisse, do you feel any tension in your body?
Not really. What I actually feel is, as silly as it sounds, very alive. Like I said, I can feel the pulsing in my feet, the pulsing in my chest, the pulsing in my solar plexus, my third eye. So I just feel like I'm very tuned in to maybe not every single biological process that's going on, but definitely the wave and vibration going on within my body.
That's awesome. And that's a place we want to live from, is that vibrancy, that feeling alive, because that will radiate to everybody around us, to your team, to your clients, to every sphere you enter. You're bringing that aliveness. A lot of people are living from a place of drain or from a place of stress. And in the same way, they're carrying that into their environment, into the boardroom, into their meetings, into their family. And so when we cultivate this awareness and we work through the tension and the stress, if there is any, then we start to relax our nervous system and train ourselves to live from a place of peace. And only then is when we can truly embody that and carry that into everything we do. So right now, where do you feel the sensation most in your body? And as listeners, answer this in your own mind as well. Become in tune and interact with yourself. So where is that for you, Charisse?
I feel it most in my solar plexus. So it feels very radiating, like wave-like. Like I said, as soon as I took my shoes off and I planted my feet on the ground, so I'm grounding my feet. And as soon as I intentionally did that, I could feel, I don't want to say the throbbing of my feet, but that's what it was, the throbbing. And then just like, I'm just very aware of my body right now. So when I the only word that comes to mind is alive, because it's not one particular spot. It's like radiating. So it's radiating from all those regions that I mentioned. And then if I were to talk about tension or spots where I could maybe find some release in my shoulders, but not as bad as it's been over, the previous weeks, because I've been very, very intentionally trying to like move blocks, move stuck energy, just kind of release that stuff. So it's like just a memory of it, for lack of putting it a better way, but it's not as intense.
Right. That's good. So what you mentioned about your feet throbbing is really interesting and important, because our body our heartbeat actually controls our whole body. It moves through our whole body. And if you tune in and you're sensitive enough, you can feel that heartbeat in your knee, in your pinky toe, in the tip of your nose. It takes some time and some training, and most people are like, why in the world would you want to do that? But when you get in tune with your heart, you're in tune with yourself, and that will lead and guide your conversations, your thought processes, and it helps govern your peace. So a scripture I bring up a lot is, guard your heart with all diligence, for from your heart flow the issues of life. So tuning into your heart, into that heartbeat, into that throbbing throughout your entire body will help you ground and help you find your center, because you'll start to notice then, you'll become intimately aware of your heart, and you'll start to notice when that heart rate rises. And sometimes that's good because you're excited, or you're anticipating something good and you're happy or something really good is happening. Other times it's from stress or it's from frustration and your heart rate rises. So it's really becoming like a precision engineer and dialing in and recognizing the different changes, the micro adjustments of our heart, of our breath, of the different parts of our body, because what's happening inwardly, and this is the profound part that it doesn't totally make sense until you actually see it unfold, but what happens inwardly is expressing itself outwardly, and you'll see it unfold in your team and in your business and in your clients. And that's where the magic really starts to happen, when you're able to govern yourself and then see it, how it affects the cause and effect externally. So Charisse, you mentioned moving some frustration or some tension through your body. What does that mean and look like for you?
Well, actually, hopefully you're not offended, but while you were talking, I realized there was some tension in my hips. So what I was doing was actually sending the breath there. And I love when you are really tuned into your body, because as I'm sitting here with my feet grounded, very much aware of my heartbeat, pumping blood throughout my body, just breathing into that and feeling almost like the oxygen travel down the cells of my legs to my feet, and some expansion in my hip area or my hips to maybe just loosen up what's there. So that's an example of how I would maybe move something that's a little easier. There's, of course, obviously open hip type of exercises that you can do to ease that. But in this moment, as I'm sitting here at my desk, I'm just directing breath there. And for me, what directing breath means, focusing on the area. So on my exhale, just taking all that juicy oxygen and just focusing it on that area. And then I find a little bit of surrender and a little bit of release.
It's beautiful. Well said. And that's the subtleties. Like you said, you could do some open hip exercises or stretches, and that's great to have those gross movements, the big movements. But as you become more sensitive, the movements become more subtle, and the results seem subtle, but then they're leveraged powerfully externally. So moving that resistance, moving through that tension and that stress within your body by just putting your awareness there, breathing through it, releases that block within you, and it has profound effects, which releases blocks outside too, in relationships and in business deals and in all different ways. So it all starts within. That's where we focus right now. That's where we're grounding, and we'll come back to that after break.
Thanks, Philip.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Charisse@pavitraleadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network, where today I'm joined by Philip Hunt, the Catalyst Coach, and we are talking about sacred leadership, the biology of it. And in the first segment, we began by being really practical, where we spent really 15 minutes just really being fully present with our body and our breath and, you know, where it might feel. Well, actually, we didn't talk about the openness and the constriction of it. But Philip, I imagine you were doing the same thing, even though you were talking me through it. You were doing the same thing as well, I'm assuming.
Yeah, for the most part. Trying to guide us too. But yeah, and I wanted to mention, like, you and I have done a lot of this work. So what happens when you do this regularly, your body upgrades and synthesizes this as your new reality. So it's easy for us to drop in and kind of come to that place of peace and vibrancy. And that's pretty much where you live when you do this long enough. But a lot of people, especially executives in, you know, high performing positions, live in kind of fight or flight. And so they train their nervous system, they train their body to be in fight or flight, and they're used to the restriction. They're used to that constriction. And so as I was going through this, I felt the stress melting away and we were opening up. And what's really powerful and amazing is that our nervous systems actually tune in to one another. So as you relax, it was helping me relax, and it helps anybody who listens relax. And so as a leader, as you bring that peace and that stillness and that relaxation to your team, it affects the entire environment and everything flows a lot smoother.
Yeah, that's definitely the truth of it. And as soon as you, because the first question you asked me was what you said is once you close your eyes, you very much begin to go into theta mode. And as I was going into that mode, I'm like, man, I should do this more often during the day, just because it's like, it's just such a nice little break to, like, not, you know, be constantly confronted by lights or screens or so on and so forth. I can't tell you how many times in the day I'm wearing these and I'm not listening to anything. I'm literally just tuning out the outside world just for a moment so I can be really, really present. And, you know, I almost was thinking to myself, I'm like, how did I ever think you could make decisions when you're all stressed and you're all tense and you're just all just the only thing that comes to mind is just like so knotted up. How do you even think that you could get any type of download, divine intelligence, intuition, things like that? Because, you know, we talk about intuition a lot. But sometimes is intuition really intuition, or is it just like fear amped up, masked as intuition? You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to really discern it when you are you know, in the grip of stress and tension and so on and so forth. And that took us, what, 15 minutes?
Yeah,
I feel
that went
so
fast.
Much calmer. Yeah,
me too.
It did.
Yeah.
I'm ready for a
nap. Let's enter the rest. So you bring up a really important point that not many see is when you make a decision from that place of constriction, your decisions carry the energy of that decision. So as the Bible says, every seed produces after its own kind. So when you make a decision from a place of stress, you're going to reproduce stress. Mm-hmm. It's going to be from a place of constriction and fear or panic or greed or whatever. And that will fuel and feed into your business deals and the clients you attract and everything. So when you open yourself up and you totally relax and you come from more of a place of expansion and possibility and the greater good, realizing that there is a win-win solution here. There's always a win-win mm-hmm. solution. And when you get to that place of peace, you're more open to that win-win where it's benefiting everybody. It's not like I have to step over you to get what I want. It's a cohesive symbiotic agreement. That's a place you can cultivate. That's a place you can live from. And the more you do it, the easier it is to get back to that place. And I agree, like just 15 minutes completely shifts your entire energy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know, what occurs to me is, you know, as an executive that my day, like today I came in and it was like run from the minute I got here and I barely had any time to myself. In fact, a few people would come to my door and be like, can you come back in like 10 minutes? Like, let me just finish this thought that I'm in and I don't want to park this. And the reason why I bring that up is it might be difficult for people to feel like I even have 10 minutes or I even have 15 minutes. How can we make it in a way that it's like, I mean, yes, we showed like this just literally took 15 minutes, but it doesn't even have to take 15 minutes. I think even just right. using the breath, closing the eyes and using the breath calms you right down. And because I think sometimes where I'm going with this is when you're working in a fast-paced, stressful, tense, dynamic environment, you could equally feel the pressure of like, I must make this decision right now. And so what I would pose to you is like, one thing I've really had to train myself on personally is there are actually very few decisions that need to be made right now. Very, very few decisions are actually life and death and need to be made right now. Do you find that for yourself, you know, throughout this journey that you've had to learn how to like not put a pin in it as in avoid, but put a pin in it until you can actually relax and allow the information to come to you?
Absolutely. That just happened recently, actually. And what happens is we get this idea or this, you know, this decision we have to make, and it basically overloads our system. We have to process that. We have to digest that. And so that puts this internal pressure on us. And that's what's creating this stress and this anxiety. And so we need some time to process that, to breathe through it, to allow our conscious and our subconscious mind to just kind of analyze and chill out and sleep on it. And when we do that, then what used to feel like pressure actually becomes fuel that we can pour into our project or our venture, or our decision. And we come to that place of peace and relaxation where we can easily see the decision. And most of the time, you know right away the right choice, like intuitively, you know in your heart what the right thing is, but fear or societal pressure or your team or superiors or whatever, there's so much influence going on that you have to weed through. And so just like you said, putting a pin in it sometimes helps that all settle to the bottom so you can see and feel clearly.
Yeah. And I think that sometimes on this journey, and I constantly continue to be amazed, even myself, where I'm like cracking my brain on something. I'm like, oh, I got to figure this out. I got to sit with, and I'm really actually trying to figure it out. But then the answer almost always is like that really quiet aha, like where I'm like, oh. And I think we talked about this last week where I was like, oh, there it is. Like, I think that's it. I might have to think about it a little bit more, but it's not like I didn't actually have to figure anything out. The idea of or the solution that I'm looking for whatever is on my plate almost always just quietly presents itself in terms of like, well, do you really need to do that? How about if you just try this? And I'm like, you know what? That actually is a really great idea. I should try that.
you know, right away. And the thing is, we are like antenna, right? So we're tuning in when we're seeking for a solution. Immediately when you ask a question, the answer comes, but it comes in the form of this frequency and this vibration that if we're not ready to, sometimes it takes us, our brain time to catch up and to analyze and to process what that actually looks like. But if you're in tune, you can feel it. And there's been many a times where like I would feel that and I didn't know exactly what it meant, but I had a peace in my heart that this is the path to go. And I couldn't see it clearly, but once you sit back and allow it to process a little bit, the clarity comes.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, just to like maybe circle back to, you know, the very first segment here. Because you were talking about, you know, you were asking me like, well, what are you feeling? And da 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 da. And then you went on to say, you know, if you've been doing this for a while, you can drop into your body very quickly. However, I think for folks that might be right at the beginning of that or just choosing to really be in their body, that kind of sounds daunting, to be honest with you. So, because I know that for myself, the things that come to my mind is like, how do I even know I'm doing it this right? Like this lady is talking about her feet thrumming and I'm not feeling that. Right? Because you start to get in your head of like, I'm not doing it right because you're not, but it's, I think the important thing to remember here is it's your body. It's your experience. You are learning how to be intimate with what feels like, what's the somatics of your body? So yeah, my feet are vibrating and so on and so forth. But you know, for you, does it feel the same way or is it different? Even at the beginning of the journey, like we can really get stuck in our head of like, I'm not doing it right. What does that even mean?
Yeah, there's no wrong way to do it. Close your eyes and just see what happens. Because like you said, this is a journey of coming to know yourself. And the more you know yourself, the more your life reflects who you truly are. And that's that place of peace and joy. We're so oftentimes we're doing things because other people are telling us or we feel like we have to. But tuning in and coming to know yourself is where it happens. So it starts with literally 30 seconds or a minute. You just close your eyes. It's great to do it like before bed and first time when you wake up. And you cultivate that because you're already in a brainwave state. You're already in that kind of like half asleep state where it's relaxed. And then be intentional and like kind of consciously anchor that memory. So take 30 seconds, take a minute and remember what this feels like. And then your brain and body build neural connections to remember what that feels like. And you can drop there quicker and quicker and deeper and deeper. But you don't need to do 15 minutes at a time. You don't need to do hours at a time. It can start with 1 minute, 2 minutes, you know, and as you do it consistently, your body gets used to it and it knows, oh, this is what we're doing. And it's really transformational and you'll see profound effects in just little bits and pieces like that.
What a great tip about doing it in that liminal space, right? Right before you go to sleep and right. I mean, what a great way to go to sleep. I'm going to try it tonight. I usually listen to a book, but tonight I'll try that. But even just like waking up in the morning, because it's so quiet already naturally. It just makes it so much easier to like, just pay attention to like, what do your toes feel like? What do the bottoms of your feet feel like? What do your ankles feel like? What do your knees feel like? So, and just kind of just go up through your body like that. And coming out of sleep or going into sleep is a very, very natural place to start that. And then even now, as I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm like, oh, I'm paying attention to my feet. They're still throbbing. And I don't mean throbbing in a bad way. I mean, waving is what they're doing. So thank you for the tip on using before you go to sleep and after you wake up is a nice natural space to begin this type of practice. We are going to go to our next break. And when we come back, we shall continue the chat more of sacred leadership and the biology of it. We will be right back.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Charisse@PavitraLeadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network, where I am joined by Philip Hunt, the Catalyst Coach, and we are talking about sacred leadership and the biology of it. And in the first segment, we were going through a meditation of sorts, where we were dropping into the body, slowing down the breath, really just paying attention to what it feels like and being fully present with it. And I think in the last segment, I was saying to Philip that, you know, these are all great tools and resources, but for the extremely busy executive who is running around their day and might not be able to easily find 15 minutes, that beginning this type of practice, even in the middle of your day, can really help to just bring about a little bit of peace, a little bit of quiet, so that you can free up some bandwidth to make those crucial and critical decisions, right? We talked about putting a pin in it, and there's some decisions that we can put a pin in until much, much later down the road. But sometimes there are situations that require a decision fairly quickly. And this is one of those practices that you can use. It'll take 5 minutes to clear out the debris of whatever is floating around and bring a little bit of peace and quiet so that you can actually have the information come to you. Right, Philip?
Absolutely. It's all about the flow of energy, really. You know, our communication, our money exchange, everything is an energetic flow. And when we become aware of the electricity in our body, of how our nervous, we have over 40 miles of nerves in our nervous system, and there's a lot of electrical potential. And people don't think this way generally because we're so used to tech outside, but we have phenomenal technology. We're made in the image of God with so much power and ability within us. And you see, you know, extreme athletes and stuff do amazing things. Well, you have amazing capabilities within you, and the ability to know yourself, to calm your entire body and to manifest your heart's desires is so, so amazing. And it really starts with turning inward first, of getting to know yourself, becoming aware of who you are. And it starts a little bit at a time. I started with little tiny bits, and then I got into like hours of meditation and prayer and stuff. But it starts with just a minute, 5 minutes here and there. And it's like anything else. It compounds and it builds. And then you become like addicted to it because the peace is so phenomenal. Results are so beautiful. So this is just what I love.
Absolutely. So for you, can you maybe share with us? I mean, I'll share personally for a moment, because when we were going through that meditation, you were asking me like what I was feeling, and I was saying, I feel, here's the word now, remnants. I couldn't grasp the word remnants. Yeah. I could feel remnants of like some really significant. I'm not really one to like have a lot of shoulder tension, but I know I'm getting to my limit when I start then also getting tension headaches. And this was happening like about 3 weeks back. So I was very, very intentional about yoga and breath work and doing all the things and giving it air or breath and all this stuff. So now there's just like remnants of it. But not that long ago, it was like practically debilitating how wound up I was with like all of this stuff that was sitting inside of my body, like just stored. And you were just talking about the energy, and that's really what it is. It's stored energy. And I think the way that I had likened it to someone, as I said, I'm like, I'm exhausted. I'm like, I am like on the verge of burnout. And I'm not one who says that lightly. Like, I know burnout is maybe a bit of a catchphrase, but like, I know my capacity. I know my limits. I know when I've reached them, when I'm getting tension headaches, I'm extremely emotional. I just want my day to be as short as possible. Like those to me, like fatigue, like waking up in the morning and not feeling rested, even if I had 10 hours of sleep. Those are all the precursors. And one of my coaches was just like, well, your body's giving you all the signs. Are you going to listen?
I was like a good coach. It wasn't me.
No, it wasn't you. But I think I bring that up because I talked about the physical impact that I was very, very much aware of in what I was carrying on a day-to-day basis. But the other piece here was like that emotional piece, right? Like hair trigger emotionality or volatility within that. And I don't mean in an explosive manner, but really unable to like set aside things that people would say and be like, okay, I'm not going to take that personal, right? And these are the things that we're talking about, all the reasons why this can be so important, especially as a leader.
Yeah. You hit it perfectly. You said the word capacity. We are like a battery. We are like a generator. We are an electrical being, and we can only handle so much capacity. And so when we get overloaded, and oftentimes it'll happen with, like you said, the tension headaches, the pressure up here, because this is literally like a bottleneck, right? When we're in our head so much, our head is highly electric. You have these brainstorms firing off. And when you're in your head too much and not your heart, you're putting a lot of energy, a lot of electricity in here, and your body can't handle it. And so your body will respond. And the emotions and the subtle energies are like the little lights on the dashboard before the engine explodes, before, you know, whatever, just the horrible, extreme, gross effect. It all starts with a little seed. It all starts with little signals. So tuning in and becoming aware of your capacity, and that happens, you grow in that as you take time to turn inward and realize like, how is this affecting me right here? And it's not just about, you know, feeling the throbbing in your feet. There's a reason why the throbbing in your feet is important. They're all tiny little signals. And when we become aware of those signals, we can interface and be much more intentional with our communication internally and externally. So I think we had a little technical issues here. Lost Charisse for a moment. I'll keep going. So becoming aware of what what constriction feels like and what the relaxation feels like allows us to pivot and to turn. A lot of people are just going and they don't know the signs, and so it's hard to turn. But when you become aware of the difference, then you're able to have more control of your life and your emotions and your energy. Got you back.
Yeah, so sorry about that. That's
all good. Frozen. All right, and I'm back. Are you back?
See, that's what happens when you don't go with the flow. That would have probably literally, I'm laughing. I think it's actually hilarious. But at the end of the day, some people might have gotten really upset about that. Me, not particularly. So I think where we were going with all of this, I don't want to lose the train of thought, because if we were talking about how difficult decision making can become when you are literally wound up with the physical tension and stress of dynamic stress, internal, external, all of those things, which makes decision making very, very difficult. And you also talked about the energy behind those decisions, right? So, for example, if you feel really frenzied or desperate or scarcity, like I got to do this because like my back's up against the wall, then what you put out is almost exactly what you get back, right?
Absolutely. And if you take the time to like analyze and look at the situations that you've been in, when you make decisions like that, it attracts a certain people, or it creates a certain outcome, and you make a decision based on stress and you enter into more stress. And it's this compounding effect. And it's really like, that's how people get into really bad situations. So to slow down and to realize, okay, what place am I making this decision from? Because every seed produces after its own kind. If I'm making a deal or an agreement or a sale based on peace and mutual benefit and love and everybody's benefiting, then it's going to be great. But if I'm making it from a place of, I got to make this sale, and I don't care what they say, I don't care how this affects over here, everything's integrated. And you make a decision over here, it's going to throw off balance over here. And so to find your true balance within, and then live and move and operate a business from that place, that's what creates that holistic business and that sacred leadership.
You know, and that's so true, because, you know, I've said often on the podcast, like for many years, I was a mortgage broker. And as a mortgage broker, there would be this saying, you eat what you kill. And it's this very, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to hunt.
Predatory.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, I guess what we were really trying to say back then is like, as much as I want to work, as little as I want to work, I would be literally reaping what I was sowing. Sure. But in the fine piece of the energy, I always noticed that when I was like just doing the deal because I loved the people I was working with, it was delightful. It was smooth. There'd be no issues. The paperwork would all come in. Everything was lovely. It was never or rarely any stress. And I always tell this story. It was a few summers ago. It was during COVID sometime. But I think that month I had something like phenomenal come in the door, like 13 transactions. And I was like, "Whoa, I'm in the money." But I also remember feeling like scarcity. So here's the decision. I'm like, I was working with somebody at that point in time, and it was like my pipeline. So I could share what I wanted or not share if I wanted. And I was like feeling super scarce. So I'm like, you know what? I really need this money right now. I'm going to do every deal by myself. Do you want to know what happened to every one of those deals?
Tell me.
They went sideways. Not one funded. Not one.
Wow.
And so that is an example of exactly what you're talking about. Divine brings in 13 deals for me to work on. All I had to do was share. Yeah. All I had to do was share. And it wasn't even like we were, I mean, who knows how many more deals actually would have come in had I shared the 13 that came in.
That's
but because I totally made the decision, like, I need this money and I don't want to share, every single deal collapsed. Everyone. I was like, and think about that. I put in all the time, all the effort, all the energy, and had zero to show for it afterwards. That's what
a
you're
lesson
talking
learned.
About.
And there was some tuition paid there.
Right. And so I bring it up because I wanted to talk about this, what we're talking about here, the energetics of it, the biology of it, the sacred leadership, and how that also equally ties into manifesting. So we're going to go to our last break. And when we come back, we will finish up this talk. We'll be right back.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Charisse at PavitraLeadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspire Choices Network, where I am joined by Philip Hunt, Catalyst Coach. Before we return back to Sacred Leadership and the biology of it, I just want to ask you that if you are enjoying the content that I am bringing week after week here on the Inspire Choices Network, please go and give me a 5-star review on iTunes. I would really be beyond grateful for it so that we can continue to put this content out there and it can land with the people who need it the most. So, Philip, right before the break, I was talking about how tight-fisted I was over my 13 mortgage deals and I got a big fat zero because I did not want to share. And I think this is really important around the energy of manifesting, because I think a lot of people think, and why is this important with leadership, right? Why is this important in a business context? Please share your thoughts.
Yeah, so I teach everything through electrical circuitry. I'm very spiritual background, but we are electrical beings and there's physics and science behind all of it. So our success is contingent entirely upon our circuitry. So if you create a pathway, if, you know, I've shared this before, if you think you have to go to college way of expression, that will happen. So you will go to college if you want to be successful. When you do this type of work and you become more in tune and you relax and you're creating new pathways within your body, you're changing your neural connections, you're upgrading your nervous system. So it allows for new pathways of energy to express. And that has profound impact and application on how manifestation happens. So I wanted to give one story. My wife and I years ago were in leadership in a church. And church was had a lot of great things, but they were horrible with systems, just poor communication, administration, just bad. I'm very system oriented. My wife, very administrative. We tried and we tried and we tried in many different ways to help. Just wasn't happening. And similar in corporate, similar to corporate, there's in churches, there can be a lot of bureaucracy and old thinking and stuck in the ways and red tape and everything. So we tried, didn't work. So we employed this. We relaxed, we prayed, we gave it to God, and we just let go. So when you do that, when you give it to God, when you release it to the universe, it's moving out of your own circuitry where I have to do it myself. and it's opening up pathways for ways that you wouldn't even imagine happening. So a few months later, the network that our church was involved with put out an email saying, we're hosting a conference teaching systems and administration and giving resources to churches involved. This was the first time they had ever done that in their decades of history of this church network.
Wow.
So my wife and I go to the conference, the pastor and the elders go to the conference, and they're like saying verbatim stuff that my wife and I have been saying for a long time, but it was from a superior, an authority, people that they respected. So they're eating it up, they're loving it, they're taking notes. We bring it back, and then they basically turn it over to my wife and I, and we started this coordinators meeting, getting all the different ministries integrated, started the Slack channel. All this stuff is elementary for entrepreneurs. Like, this is just basic systems. But the point is that this solution that we couldn't manufacture, we tried. This solution was just dropped in our laps, and it came in such an easy, beautiful way. And that's why we do what we do.
I love that.
So how much can that apply to your corporation, to your business, to your company?
It 100% does. I am literally going through one of those moments right now. So this conversation is super fitting, where the last couple of weeks, like I said, I've been banging my head on figuring it out. And then very quietly, the answer made itself known. And then I was just like, you know what? That actually sounds infinitely better. Then I don't have to stress about like all this stuff. And then it almost was like, I felt like I was also getting permission to like just totally surrender. And surrender doesn't mean I give up, I'm going home, I'm not doing anything. Surrender meant I'm not going to fight. There's zero to fight with this. And you know what? It makes the day so much more enjoyable because I'm just like, you know what? I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm not fighting with anybody or fighting any systems or fighting to be heard, seen, all of these other kinds of things. And the conversations, even that you, the things that I'm talking about, trying to say, let's do this, let's do that, so on and so forth, they're still happening all around me. I'm just not the mouthpiece, which is great because now you're hearing it from other people. And I just get to sit here and enjoy having all these conversations happen and none of the stress of trying to push, right? Which is what I was very much in divine masculine energy of, I've got to push this thing. I've got to make it happen. I've got to force it. And now I'm just like, you know, I'm just going to let it be. Let's see what happens, right? Which is, look at me, I'm literally lit up today because I'm not fighting. I'm just, and that's the beautiful part also about manifesting, is it flows so much easier when we are not constricted with anger and doubt and anxiety and all of these things. I'm just literally having fun every single day.
That's what it's about. Joy, joy, joy. And it just reproduces. And then you bring that, like, you literally transform your entire company, your family, your culture. The more you carry that, you embody that, the more fun and joy you have. Life and work doesn't have to be stressful.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a lot of fun. And the more you do, the more that transforms everything around you.
So, yeah, I even noticed it today. Enjoy. There was a little bit of tense energy, and I'm in like such a good vibe today. I'm just like, it was almost like, we're like, tee. Because it was just like, I totally agree with you when I say, and I said this to somebody a couple days ago, I'm like, I don't think this journey is meant to be filled with anger and suffering. And it really honestly is about how you choose to engage with it, how you choose to look at it. You know, there's literally nothing that we do on a daily basis that is it important work? Absolutely. But am I a doctor holding a scalpel with somebody's heart in my, no, that's not what I'm doing at all. I mean, it's amazing, but I'm not doing that. So anyways, thank you so much, Philip, for joining me today and chatting about sacred leadership and the biology of it. I think we should do one more of these and focus more on breath work. But until next time, thank you for joining me here on the Inspired Choices Network.
Thank you for listening to the Sacred Leadership Show. Charisse returns Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, continue taking small steps today to be a leader in your life for the collective.